Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the gears of technology and emerge with some pretty fascinating insights. I'm your host, Alex, here with the ever curious, ever funny Jamie.
Thanks, Alex. Curious and funny, huh? I'll take that as a compliment. Today, we're embarking on an adventure through the world of data pipelines. I've got my shovel ready to dig deep, but I hope it's not going to be too much of a technical maze.
No worries, Jamie. I'll guide us through, and we'll keep the tech jargon to a minimum. So, let's set the stage. In the modern, data-driven world, companies are relying more and more on timely, accurate, and accessible data to make decisions. This is where data pipelines come into play.
Right, data pipelines. I've heard of them. They're like the express delivery service of the data world, right? Moving data from A to B, making sure it's clean and structured.
Exactly. Think of it as a series of automated steps that move and transform data from its source, like a database or an API, to a destination where it can be analyzed, like a data warehouse. And this process is crucial for turning raw data into something actionable.
Got it. But why is building these pipelines such a big deal? Can't we just, manually move data around?
Well, that's the thing. As data volumes grow and the need for real-time insights increases, manual processes just don't cut it anymore. Data pipelines automate these flows, ensuring reliability, scalability, and observability. This means you can trust the data's accuracy, handle more data without breaking the system, and keep a close eye on the process.
Ah, so it's all about handling the big data beast and not getting bitten. But what makes up a data pipeline? Is there a secret sauce?
No secret sauce, Jamie. Just some core components. First, there's the source, where the data comes from. Then the ingestion layer, which is all about collecting and moving the data. After that, we've got the transformation stage, where the data is cleaned and reshaped. And finally, the data lands in storage, ready for analysis.
I'm picturing lots of pipes and valves now, with data flowing through. But what's this about batch and streaming architectures? Sounds like we're brewing something.
Nice analogy. In essence, batch processing is like brewing a large pot of coffee to be enjoyed through the day, processing large amounts of data at scheduled times. Streaming, on the other hand, is like having an espresso shot, quick, real-time processing of data as it comes in.
So, depending on whether you need a caffeine fix or a steady supply, you choose your processing method. Got it. But this sounds complex. What tools are out there to help?
Great question. The modern data engineering toolkit is quite rich. Python is a big player for writing data transformation scripts. Then for orchestration, basically scheduling and managing your data workflows, tools like Apache Airflow are popular. And for the transformation work, libraries like Pandas for Python or Spark for larger datasets are go-to choices.
Ah, Python, my old friend. But let's talk about something I've accidentally become an expert in, making mistakes. What are some common pitfalls in building these pipelines?
Ah, the pitfalls. Well, everyone makes mistakes, Jamie, even in data pipelines. Common issues include silent failures where something breaks and no one knows about it, or data quality issues where the output isn't what you expect. The key is to have good monitoring in place, alerting for failures, and implementing checks for data quality.
Sounds like a good strategy in life as well. Keep an eye out and don't let the mistakes slide. But let's bring this home. Why should our listeners care about building robust data pipelines?
Because data is the lifeblood of decision-making in businesses. Building reliable data pipelines ensures that this data is accurate, timely, and actionable. It's about making informed decisions, understanding customer behavior, or even predicting future trends. Plus, it's a fascinating challenge for any tech enthusiast.
Well, when you put it like that, it does sound pretty essential. And fascinating, too. I'm all in for tackling challenges, especially with you guiding the way, Alex.
I'm glad to hear that, Jamie. And to all our listeners, we hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into the world of data pipelines. Remember, the journey through data engineering is ongoing, and there's always something new to learn.
Absolutely. And if you've got questions or topics you'd like us to explore, don't hesitate to reach out. Until next time, keep tinkering, keep exploring, and stay curious.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye for now.